It's been 2 months since most of Baltimore's key bridge crumbled into the Patapsco River after the bridge was hit by a huge container ship. Six construction workers on the bridge lost their lives. The dolly was finally refloated this week and moved to a marine terminal at the Port of Baltimore. Crews are still on the scene of the collapse, working to clear what's left of the wreckage and fully reopen the shipping channel.
There are lots of legal cases ahead. The dolly's owner and operator has filed paperwork to try and limit the amount of liability it would have to pay out in legal cases. Baltimore City filed a suit against the ship's owner, claiming negligence. With us live to talk about it is the state's Attorney General, Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown. Sir, thank you so much for coming on with us this afternoon.
Yep, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So let's start off by talking about the magnitude of damages that Maryland can try to collect from what happened on March 26th. Do we know anything about that yet, or is it still too early?
It's really still too early. I mean, a lot of numbers are being floated around what the replacement cost would be for the key bridge. Certainly that will be part of a claim that we make. There's damages to Maryland's natural resources, environmental damages. There's the potential of lost, economic damages, lost revenues to the state. So really, it's too early to quantify. And it's also too early to say who the responsible parties are. You can imagine that, you know, we're focused on the ship owner, the ship operator. There's, you know, potentially different systems that may have failed. So we're looking at, we will be looking at the manufacturers, the installers, the maintainers of that equipment. It's way too early to tell. That's what, you know, the process that we're in right now with our outside counsel that's providing support.
And with so many different angles that you've mentioned, is that why you're going to be hiring five firms to do all this work?
Yeah, and it's really one consortium. And what we did a few weeks ago, we put out an RFP, a request for proposals. We had more than 30 groups, consortiums, submit bids, a total of 63 firms. That's the interest that people have in assisting the state. So we chose one joint venture or consortium made up of five law firms, and they all bring unique and important specific skills and experience to make sure that we really are advancing and promoting the interests of Marylanders.
Over the course of this tragedy, so many individuals and businesses have been impacted. Some were out of work for several weeks. We're wondering if perhaps there might be a class action lawsuit. Would there be something like that, you think?
You know, I can't speak to the claims that private parties, whether individuals or businesses, may bring. I can say that there is likely to be economic damages claims that the state of Maryland that we will bring. Of course, you can imagine lost tax revenues. And so we'll be looking at those claims. But I'm really not in a position to speak to what claims private parties might bring against either the owners of the dolly or anyone that a private party might believe contributed to their harms or damages.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your time and the information.
All right. Take care.
That's Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown.